This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law of the firm Pointer and Bucherri, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Christian Brown, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. Last name is B-R-O-W-N, period. On May 23rd, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 21-year-old male, height 5'10" tall, weight 135 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 7th, 2021, when he was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness as he hit his... Questionable loss of consciousness as this was a significant impact, period. He was hit head on the interstate when the other driver was a impaired drunk driver entering the on-ramp the wrong way, and as a result was going the wrong way on the interstate, period. That driver died, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. It was an Audi sedan, and all airbags went off, period. He was trapped in the vehicle 5 to 6 hours, and he had to be extracted, period. His left femur was severely fractured, and he was unable to walk, period. He was bleeding and hit his head, period. He had hand lacerations from glass, period. He had immediate pain in his left femur, comma, abdomen, comma, head, comma, blood everywhere, comma, neck pain, comma, left shoulder pain, comma, and his entire back, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still experiencing pain in his left knee, comma, left hip, comma, left neck, comma, left shoulder, comma, low back, comma, lower abdominal region, and some mild scars involving his left hand, period. He was told he had a fractured left femur with lacerations to his head. He was unable to work for 7 to 8 months, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was he was lifeline that day to IU Methodist Hospital. He was admitted for approximately 4 days, and he was taken to surgery for a rod insertion in his leg. And he had laceration repairs to his head, period. He was released to home, and 1 week later, approximately, he was seen at physical therapy several times, period. He returned to the surgeon for follow-up several times and re-x-rays, period. He also followed up with physical therapy, period. He was told that the rod is permanent, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems lifting, comma, running greater than 1 mile, comma, sports such as skateboarding and soccer, comma, climbing stairs, comma, sleep, comma, and driving in a car greater than 2 hours, period. New paragraph, medications include over-the-counter pain medicines and creams, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter medicines and creams as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, the patient's left knee pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately every hour, and it lasts for 5 to 10 minutes each hour, period. It is a sharp stabbing and throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day to 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The patient's left hip pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs every 1 hour and lasts approximately 10 minutes per hour, period. It is a sharp standing, stabbing and pinching type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the low back, period. New paragraph. His neck pain is described as constant, period. It is a pinching and throbbing pain, period. It radiates to his head, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. His abdominal pain is described as intermittent, period. It is worse than the lower aspect and occurs every 2 to 3 hours, period. It lasts 40 minutes per hour, period. It is described as a sharp burning type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day to 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The abdominal pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The left shoulder pain is constant, period. It is described as a stiffness with diminished range of motion, period. It ranges in intensity from 2 out of 10 on a good day to 6 out of 10 on a bad day, period. It is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The lumbar pain is constant with diminished range of motion, period. It is a throbbing, stiffness, and burning type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The lumbar pain radiates to the left hip, period. New paragraph. The patient has bad scars in his left knee and hip region, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is unremarkable. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history revealed the patient has never injured his left knee in the past, period. The patient has never injured his left hip in the past, period. The patient has never injured his neck, low back, left shoulder, or abdomen, period. The patient injured his right shoulder in elementary school playing soccer. He had some tearing of the tissue, and he was put in a sling for 2 weeks with no permanency, period. The patient has not had any other injuries, period. The patient had one minor automobile accident in the past with no treatment required, period. In approximately 2020, he had a work injury at Amazon where he pulled his upper abdominal muscles. It required no permanency or treatment, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history revealed a rod inserted in his leg from this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of warehouse work, period. He has to do a much less physical job and requires 2 breaks per shift, period. He needs help at times, period. He missed a total of 1.5 years of work, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, including records from physical therapy, IU Health, IU Health Physical Therapy and Rehab, IU Methodist records, X-rays of the leg, IU Lifeline, and IU Radiology Associates, period. The X-rays with the hardware insertion is quite impressive with a very severe comminuted fracture, period. The fracture was severely displaced, period. Emergency room records, February 7th, 2021, from IU Methodist Hospital. 19-year-old male presents with obvious left femur deformity, was in MVC, reports loss of consciousness, had prolonged extrication from car, speed about 60 miles per hour, head-on collision. death of passenger in the car, patient reports left leg pain, period. Ortho consulted, femur reduced and placed in knee mobilizer, period. Patient sedated with ketamine to tolerate reduction, will admit to trauma service, period. X-rays of the chest negative, CT of the head, no acute intracranial hemorrhage, soft tissue swelling over the right temporal scalp, X-rays of the wrist, no evidence of a displaced fracture, X-rays of the radius negative for displaced fracture, CT of the neck, negative for fracture, CT of the chest, negative for organ damage, CT of the abdomen and pelvis, no evidence of acute traumatic organ injury, period. Admission, discharge note, admission date February 7th, 21, discharge February 8th, 21, discharge diagnosis, decreased mobility and endurance, fracture of the left femur. Injuries are left femur fracture, right temporal scalp laceration, status post-suture repair. Surgery operative report February 7th, procedure performed. Femur distal, ORIF, that's ORIF. Nail retrograde, comma, left retrograde femur nail, comma, left. Indications for surgery, patient has a closed butt. Has a closed blunt trauma fracture left femur, period. Incidental and acute comminuted fracture of the mid shaft of the left femur, period. Physical therapy evaluation, IU Methodist Hospital, April 6, 2021. Patient was in MVC and suffered left femur fracture and scalp laceration, period. He reports right knee sharp achy and hip pressure tightness and back pain pressure tightness, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing a physical examination, I have found that all the above treatment, as well as the treatment he sustained for the automobile accident of February 7th, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On physical examination by me, May 23rd, 2023, examination of the skin revealed a vertical 1.5 centimeter right forehead scalp scar from this accident, as well as a 4 centimeter vertical scar involving the left knee from the surgery, period. There was a 4.5 by 1 centimeter unsightly scar with track marks involving the left upper anterior thigh from this accident, period. There was a 2.5 centimeter lateral left lower thigh laceration, period. There were minor scars involving the left wrist due to glass from this automobile accident, period. The patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. ENT examination was negative with pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, extraocular muscles intact. Examination of the cervical region revealed paravertebral muscle spasm with heat and tenderness palpable. There was diminished strength in the cervical area. There was a loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished range of motion with side bending diminished by 24 degrees on the left and 18 degrees on the right, period. Examination of the thoracic region was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Examination of the lumbar region revealed tenderness as well as diminished range of motion, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve and diminished strength, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 14 degrees, comma, extension by 10 degrees. Side bending diminished by 14 degrees on the left, comma, and 12 degrees on the right, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 76 degrees left and 74 degrees right. Abdominal examination revealed tenderness in the left upper and lower areas, period. Bowel sounds were normal, period. Examination of the right shoulder was unremarkable, period. Examination of the left shoulder was abnormal with tenderness and palpable heat, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion lacking 14 degrees, comma, extension 8 degrees, comma, internal rotation diminished by 12 degrees, comma, and external rotation diminished by 8 degrees, period. Examination of the right knee was normal, period. Examination of the left knee had diminished range of motion with crepitance, period. There was diminished strength of the left knee, period. The left knee was lacking 24 degrees of flexion, period. Examination of the right hip was unremarkable. Examination of the left hip revealed palpable heat and tenderness, period. There was diminished strength and diminished range of motion in the left hip, period. The left hip was diminished flexion by 22 degrees, and scratch that of diminished range of motion of the left hip. I'm going to correct that. There was diminished range of motion in the left hip. Flexion was diminished by 24 degrees, extension by 6 degrees. Abduction, ABD, was diminished by 12 degrees, and adduction, ADD, was diminished by 10 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal, symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left knee trauma and pain. Number 2, left hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, left femur fracture of the mid shaft, comminuted and displaced. Number 3, cervical trauma, comma, sprain, comma, strain, comma, and pain. 4, abdominal trauma and pain. Number 5, left shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain. Number 6, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, sprain, comma, and pain. Number 7, right temporal scalp laceration. Number 8, scars involving the left knee and hip, which are unsightly, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book guides to evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairments, period. In reference to the left knee, referring you to table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-10, period. In reference to the left hip, utilizing table 16-4, this equates to a 22% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 9% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-10, period. In relationship to the abdomen, utilizing table 3-1, this equates to a 1% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the left shoulder region, utilizing table 15-5, this equates to an 8% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment, utilizing table 15-11, period. In reference to the cervical spine, utilizing table 17-2, this equates to a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar spine, utilizing table 17-4, this equates to a 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the above impairments, the patient has a total of 23% whole body as a direct result of the automobile accident in question of February 7th of 2021, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in his left knee, comma, left hip, comma, left shoulder, comma, cervical spine, comma, and lumbar spine, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include more chiropractic treatment at approximately $3,000, period. The patient can benefit by some injections in his back at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. The patient can benefit by a back brace at a cost of $250. That would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500, period. The patient needs an abdominal workup for his abdominal pain at a cost of $4,000, period. Ongoing generic medication at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Scar revision of his unsightly scar in his left thigh would cost approximately $8,000, period. Should the hardware move over a period of time as he ages, there would need to be surgical correction, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.